Thanks for joining us, Dr. Marden. So could you kind of help us understand just how much has the population of koalas actually decreased by?
Well, over the two decades up to 2010, we don't have any more recent statewide figures. There was a more than 26% decline of koalas in New South Wales, and that's the official Australian government figures. But there's lots of other studies that Dr. Hosking's collated into her report, which shows other areas, like for example, just in one heat wave in 2009 around Gunnedah, a quarter of the koalas died. There's been Pilliga Forest, 80% decline, 70% decline in the Eden region. So all around New South Wales there's much bigger declines than 25%.
Now, is this decrease localised in just certain areas, or is it throughout Australia as well?
Well, it's not in Victoria, so there are stable populations, Victoria and Kangaroo Island, for example, but Queensland and New South Wales are the trouble spots, and that's because of ongoing mass destruction of forests in those two states. Also, the situation's getting worse. So New South Wales, for example, has just changed the law to the point where we estimate just from one of the codes, one code alone that they're proposing, that about 2 million hectares of koala habitat could be cleared in New South Wales without any barrier. So the laws have been weakened. At a time when we should be tightening up the laws.
Yeah, so you say 2 million hectares. Are there any other reasons why this has been happening?
Oh, look, that's the primary reason. It's just the destruction of habitat. And that takes two forms. So the first is just the footprint of the habitat itself, so just losing the tree itself. But then, of course, is what's called fragmentation or the breaking up of habitat. That's as much a problem. So you could still have, for example, just putting one road to the middle of one big patch of intact habitat can have a devastating example, devastating impact, I'm afraid, because, that road means that when the koalas or other wildlife, not just koalas, but any wildlife crossing that road, they get wiped out by cars unless there are appropriate fencing and so forth put in place. So so the breaking up of habitat and what's happening on the ground after you may not have cut down all the trees, you might have just cut down some of the trees, and a lot of trees are still there. But what's going on the ground becomes extremely important then. Are there cars racing around on roads? Are there dogs running free and so forth? It's not just simply the reduction in the footprint of habitat, it's also the quality of that habitat.
If you've just tuned in this morning, we're talking to Dr. Marden Taylor, Protected Areas and Conservation Science Manager at WWF, about koala population here in Australia facing possible extinction. So, Dr. Taylor, could you kind of tell us the work WWF is doing to stop this devastation of the koala population?
Well, the first thing we're doing is really just trying in Queensland to bring back protections of habitat, of forest and woodland habitat, not just for koalas, but for all forest wildlife. And in New South Wales, we're trying to do the same thing, because New South Wales has just followed in Queensland's footsteps and took the axe to their protections for forests and woodlands by repealing the Native Vegetation Act. So obviously we want the same thing to happen in New South Wales. We want to get back those protections that government have just decimated.
And finally, just one last question. With more and more wandering koalas around because of this loss of habitat, what can someone do if they find an injured or distressed koala just laying on the street?
Well, you should call the Office of Environment Heritage first thing, so that there are numbers. You know, I'm pretty sure the numbers are available. There's WIRES, which is a wildlife rescue group, and their number is 1300 094 737. So you can call them. So that's the Wildlife Information Rescue and Education Service. So RSPCA, I'm pretty sure that number is the best number to call.
Sure. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Martin Taylor.
You're welcome.